在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Hello, I'm Amber, and you're listening to BBC LearningEnglish.com. In People and Places today, we meet an artist, Katie Patterson, who's in a very unusual place, a lagoon. That's a small lake or a partly enclosed area of seawater in Iceland. And how do we hear from her? Well,via her mobile phone. Katie's mobile number is in lights as part of her current artwork or exhibit in the Slade School of Fine Art in London. If you dial Katie's mobile, you'll hear amazing sounds. The sound of icebergs passing by and the sound of a glacier cracking and melting. This is because you'll be connected directly to the Icelandic lagoon where Katie sitswith an underwater microphone. The BBC presenter, Kirsty Lang, rang Katie's mobile to find out more. Katie explains her mobile number is displayed in quite a stark, empty, white room at the Slade Art School. Stark is a wonderful adjective to describe a place which is so empty and without ornament that you really don't want to go there.And she uses the word besides to mean as well as when she explains that in addition to her mobile number, there are some postcards at her Slade exhibit giving out information about her special Icelandic place. Notice too that expression, to give out information, information that's given out, which is very common in English. As you listen,try to catch one of the ways Katie describes her artwork in Iceland. She says it's a description of...
Yeah, at the Slade itself, I've got quite a stark, empty white room with a white neon telephone number on the wall. Besides the neon telephone number, I've got some small postcards which explain a bit about the work, but that's the only information that's given out is that people themselves can phone up.
So when people ring up, they are going to be able to hear the sound of a glacier literally dying?
Yeah, yeah, effectively. I mean, it is a description of death, really. It's a kind of live meltdown of the glacier.
Sounds remarkable, doesn't it? Did you catch Katie's descriptions of the Icelandic part of her artwork? She says it's...a description of death, really. A kind of live meltdown of the glacier. You can use the adjective live to describe anything that is broadcast as it happens. For example, tonight's concert is live from Paris. And the presenter asks if people can hear the sound of a glacier literally dying. Literally is a useful adverbto emphasize another word or phrase, in this case, dying. The sound of a glacier literally dying. Listen again.
Yeah, at the Slade itself, I've got quite a stark, empty white room with a white neon telephone number on the wall. Besides the neon telephone number, I've got some small postcards which explain a bit about the work, but that's the only information that's given out is that people themselves can phone up.
So when people ring up, they are going to be able to hear the sound of a glacier literally dying?
Yeah, yeah, effectively. I mean, it is a description of death, really. It's a kind of live meltdown of the glacier.
Next, Katie was asked what she's trying to say with this work of art. As you listen...try to decide if she's making a political point about global warming, for example, or if she's more concerned with making people think about other ideas.
I wouldn't say I'm trying to be too didactic and not overtly political either. I think it's more to do with the vanishing away of the world. And a concept called, a Japanese concept I'm quite interested in called Mono no Awari, which is the transience of the world.A gentle sadness at its passing, but I wouldn't really say that I'm environmentalist myself particularly or an activist. It's quite a quiet work and I wouldn't want to think it was a piece of propaganda.
So Katie doesn't want us to think she's made a piece of propaganda or that she's being overtly, that's openly and intentionally, political. It's quite a quiet work, she says. And she's interested in a gentle sadness for the things we lose in life, or the things that are transient, that don't last. She says she's not really an environmentalist, someone who works to protect the environment, or an activist, someone who takes vigorous action in pursuit of political beliefs.
I wouldn't say I'm trying to be too didactic and not overtly political either. I think it's more to do with the vanishing away of the world and a concept called, a Japanese concept quite interested in, called Mono no Awari, which is the transience of the world, a gentle sadness at its passing. But I wouldn't really say that I'm environmentalist myself particularly, or an activist. It's quite a quiet work, and I wouldn't want to think it was a piece of propaganda.
More stories of people and places next time at bbclearningenglish.com.